Time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Maurice Collison. Maurice, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, where are you going?
Not too bad, mate. You're resplendent in your Warbird's cap. You were out there on Saturday?
Yeah, it was a great morning, an early start of five-ish, and it did trick a few people. The Mirage was there prior to 4:30, I think, but a very, very good day. A lot of people just walked from one end of the airport to the other and watched the Mirage get unloaded around about 7:30, which is a great sight. A round of applause for the welcoming of the big machine to town. And, of course, Paul Bennett come up from Maitland. He put a bit of an air show on, mini air show, which kept us all enthused.
Fantastic.
And I was very impressed with the amount of people that come up there and offered to lend assistance when this aviation centre's up and running.
That's great.
Of cleaning out the rooms and helping with tours and stuff. It's very, very impressive.
So it's not just a tourism destination, it's also a local community hub at that rate.
Yeah, well, they showed a lot of interest and there was a lot of positive feedback on the day, and it was a great day.
Fantastic. Now, this Saturday, I mean, it's important and it's impressive, but it's not quite as impressive as a Mirage jet, but you got a bridge opening.
Yeah, thanks to the state government again. Had some funding for a little bridge up near Elliston.
Yep.
The Armidale Brook Bridge, a twin lane bridge up there. We'll open that on Saturday morning, and that's another great piece of infrastructure to have built to take the place of yet another old wooden bridge in our show.
There you go. Now, you had a council meeting on Monday night. Anything of interest come out of that, please, Maurice?
Yeah, Monday night, there's a few things come up. It's quite a good meeting, actually, and the council have decided to look into moving our tourist information centre from up at Elizabeth Park down into Campbell's Corner.
Great idea.
And then hopefully maybe able to work along with the Scone Neighbourhood Centre to move their business up into the old VIC.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's all just on the beginning yet. There's a lot more work to do. But that's the recommendation from council.
Yep.
And I think to have the VIC in the middle of the CBD,
yeah,
with some parking area at the back for caravans and coffee shops, I think it's a great move.
I think that's a fantastic move, absolutely. Now, I did want to ask you about this, mate, because I've been talking about it a lot on the show recently. What is the Upper Hunter Shire Council's position on the selling of the Scone TAFE?
Well, that's another thing that came up last night, actually, on a recommendation. And originally our recommendation was we don't want to lose any courses out of our town. So I suppose what it was, it wasn't over concerning who owned the actual buildings, but we wanted to keep. But anyway, that was a recommendation, and that didn't get up. But the recommendation came up, the council call upon the New South Wales government to immediately cease any proposal to sell the TAFE.
Right.
So that's what we put up last night, and that's what councillors voted on.
Yes.
And that's now what we'll be doing.
So does that proposal go to Michael Johnson to put forward the district's point of view on the sale of the TAFE?
Look, I think council will call on the Minister, Jeff Lee, I think.
Right, yep.
That's be the conversations that'll take place today, I'd imagine. And I mean, that's our stance now, and what happens from there on, I suppose, is a little out of our control.
Well, look, it's very much a hot-button topic. A lot of people concerned, as you say, about losing courses that are really important to our district, because otherwise kids are going to have to go away from the Upper Hunter to be able to get the qualifications they want. We want to stop that happening.
Oh, look, for sure. We certainly don't want to lose anyone from our town, and it's very important.
Yep.
And, of course, a lot of TAFE courses, you've got to travel out of the local areas. But while it's there, and I mean, if there could have been a long-term lease agreement, it may have been a bit different. But anyway, that's the cards we've got to play with.
All righty. Maurice, thank you very much for popping in to keep us up to date.
Thanks, Bear.